Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, so while we're with you here, tell us about the pretty photo shoot yesterday.
Oh, yeah. So I'm getting featured in Jezebel magazine, which when I told my dad, he's like, you're being featured in what magazine?
Yeah, I know, right?
you chose to be in Jezebel magazine. My dad, like the Southern Baptist man that he is, he's like, I don't know if I want my daughter in Jezebel magazine. I'm like, no, it's an Atlanta lifestyle magazine.
It's iconic.
It is.
At this point. I mean, it's been around 20-something years, maybe 30-something years.
Yeah, it's been around for forever. And every summer they do a feature where they highlight 20 singles in the Atlanta area. And they call them the most eligible singles in Atlanta. And for some reason, they think I should be a part of that because I was invited to a photo shoot yesterday where I had to wear, and I quote, this is what they wanted us to wear, something you would want your ex to see you in. And I'm like, okay. Oh God, I don't have literally any. I rent all my clothes. And so I got all these cocktail dresses for the week. And I'm like, oh my God, none of them look good on me. I had to like stress order something that ended up being perfect. But yeah, I spent a stupid amount of money on hair and makeup yesterday because I was like, you know what? If my ex is going to see me, my non-existent exes, I need to look really, really good.
Oh girl, you were slaying. You looked amazing.
Thank you. Shout out to Erica Bogart. She crushed my hair and my makeup yesterday. She actually did my hair and makeup for our Burt Show photo shoot when I first joined. And so I was like, oh, I know exactly who I need to call. So she did my hair and my makeup. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Sent me on my way. The photo shoot for me was at noon. And I was kind of excited because like everyone was back to back to back. Like we had these 15-minute increments and I was like, oh, this is so cool. I'm going to get to see who the other like eligible singles are in the area. Like maybe these will be new friends or maybe a potential love interest. And so I was really, really excited because I look good. I got this dress on. I had to go down to Buckhead for the photo shoot and I show up right on time. And I kind of assumed the photo shoot, it's going to be running a little bit late. Like those things never run on time. So I show up, they're in the middle of a photo shoot with the girl before me. And I'm like, oh, she looks so good. I'm going to go change and, you know, I'll hang out in the back and I'll wait. So I get there, my time was 12, but we were supposed to get there at 15 minutes early. So I get there at 11:45. So 11:45 comes around and I'm like, got my dress on, I'm hanging out. And then 12 comes around and they're like moving her to other locations in the showroom and they're taking more photos. I'm like, oh, this is so cool. Okay. They want to make sure they get the right photo for everyone. I love this. So she's, you know, it's going a little bit late. My time has passed. I'm like, I'll mingle with the other people because there are people coming after me. Like whoever has the 12:30 spot, like I'll hang out with them. No one shows up. They're still taking photos of this girl. And all of a sudden it's like 12:15. I'm like, they like really want the right shot of this girl. Okay, whatever. Like, this is cool. My time's coming. So finally, they wrap up with her. It's about 15 minutes past, which is fine. Normal photo shoots, they like run long. And I kid you not, I've got my dress on. I've got my heels on. Finally wore those Jimmy shoes that you got me, which I have not been able to wear because they are impossible to walk in. But I'm like, you know what? I can stand in them for 10 minutes.
Right?
They place me in front of like a fireplace or something sexy. And they're like, okay, now you get your long, lay your legs out and, you know, lean on the wall and, you know, give us a little smirk. And I do a couple of pictures and then they go, okay, we got it. And I go,
that's it.
I was like, what? And I was like, you just photographed this girl for 30 minutes. And I was like, you took 4 photos of me and now we're done?
That means you looked so good.
Right? Right. I was about to say, you either perfect or they realized they ain't much better this
moment. Yeah.
I'm panicking. I'm like, maybe I'm not getting put in the cover shoot. Maybe like they just wanted me to talk about it on the radio because they said like, quote unquote, like, oh, you're being considered, but there are only 20 people on the list. So I'm assuming we're just all getting it because there's only 20 people on this list. And so I go, I like to start panicking and start doing other poses. I'm like, are you sure? I can do this. I can do that. You want to move me to another section of the showroom? And they're like, no, we're good. And I go, okay.
Isn't it crazy too when you spend that much time in hair and makeup? It like there's more time in the setup than actually in front of the camera, and it's infuriating.
Okay, so I'm a little confused here. So you went there, so you weren't yet selected?
They said you're quote unquote being considered, but I'm like, there's only 20 people on the list from the schedule, and I'm like, so I'm assuming we're all getting it. There's only 20 people here.
And they only took 4 pictures of you?
And they only took 4 pictures of me. So now I'm wondering if I spoke too soon.
Don't call us. We'll call you.
I'm just trying to put all the facts together. And the woman before you was there for like 30 minutes.
For like 30 minutes. And I'm like, dear God, like maybe I look terrible. I'm like, now I'm looking at myself in the mirror. I'm like, maybe I don't look most eligible.
No, you were stunning.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, this makes a lot of sense. Like, you know what?
Do we know when the issue's coming out?
It comes. I don't know.
I think it's July. She's not in it.
I'm not in it, Kristen.
I haven't informed her.
Oh, no.
Why should be on the cover?
No, Kristen, I didn't get the cover. And then I was mad because I'm like, okay, well, maybe I'll at least like meet a cute, because there were 2 guys coming after me. I'm like, oh, hang on. I'll like see where the guys are. And so the photographer's just talking to me. Like, literally nobody is here yet for their next thing. And they're just having a conversation with me. And I'm hanging out. I'm like, where are the other people?
Bless your heart. Did you just say maybe you're the cover?
Yeah.
They're going to take 4 pictures of her because she's on the cover.
Yeah. Kristen, I'm not on the cover.
She looks stunning.
Yes,
Kristen,
you did.
I'll be lucky to make it in it at this point.
I'm sure it's going to be just great.
No, it's
I'm
not.
Sure they were. Oh. You know what? The 4 pictures were so good. They're like, oh my God, this went so much easier than we thought it was going to be. We don't need any more time with you.
They didn't need extra angles for you.
Yeah. No, they literally took 4 photos.
The contour was so good, they only needed 4 photos.
I didn't even get to meet a boy. I was like, I want to meet some of the boys coming. No, they weren't there.
Okay. What was the location?
It was next to Buckhead Theater. It was some kind of like, it was literally like a fancy IKEA.
Well, now you're definitely not getting it.
Yeah.
Maybe they had another
a furniture
group.
Store?
No, it was. Let me look it up.
Maybe they had another group at another location that's really in the mix.
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm telling you.
You got
like,
the secondary location.
You were camouflaged.
I'll have to send y'all the selfie because I'm just sitting there. It's literally like a fancy IKEA. It's a beautiful showroom. Like, I'm not hating on it, but it's literally like a fancy IKEA. I'm like, I'm in full glam at 11:30 and I'm next to like a stove and I'm like just in somebody's random kitchen in full beat.
Okay, have you ever done one of those photo shoots with Jezebel?
I have.
Yeah, they typically take a while.
Yeah.
Construction Resources USA.
They put you by the construction site?
No. It was at Construction Resources next to Buckhead Theater. But that's where the other girl with the 30-minute girl was.
Our location was the W Hotel.
You're kidding. Yeah, they had her in the kitchen, then they put her in front of the fireplace. They're getting all the angles, they're adjusting all the lights, and then they put me in front of the fireplace, literally go, you look great.
Is it possible you got it twisted like they were asking you just to help out, but you showed up looking so good?
No.
They're like, oh my gosh, you think she's in this thing, so we should at least take a couple of pictures of her.
No, I'm telling you, it was Atlanta's top 20. There's only 20 people on the list, so I'm like, I'm assuming we all made the cut.
Yeah.
Did they hand you the camera and ask you to just take a selfie?
You know what's so funny? The photographer did ask me for a selfie. So maybe they're just putting that in there.
I almost feel like calling whoever is responsible for Jezebel right now on the air and going, hey, can you help us out here? Just be honest with her. She's going to make the magazine.
But it'll be a surprise.
The photographer knows you. Do you want to call her?
Sure.
She used to work here. What's her name? Sarah... Sarah from Q. She followed
Hang on. Hold on. Let me look Sarah from Q.
No, she's a fancy photographer. The photos they did take of me looked good.
Yeah?
So you got to see them.
I got to see a couple. Yeah. I was like, dang, like I need to keep up this Pilates thing.
Well, maybe I don't think calling the photographer would help because they won't know. It has to be somebody from the magazine who could just come clean with us and go, we were expecting something else.
at ATL Photos. She took my photo. You need to DM her because she says she knows you.
Who is it?
Sarah Hanna.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she used to work here.
Yeah, DM her.
She was a salesperson.
Make her put me in the magazine.
Okay.
do your
but
best.
She's not going to have any, pull, though. I'm going to hit her up, and she's not going to risk her job by going to Jezebel.
No, you need to ask her for me why they only took 3 photos of me, and they took, 17 photos of the other girl.
Okay, I'll hit her up.
And no outfit changes either?
No outfit change. The other girl didn't change an outfit. The other girl stayed in the same outfit.
Maybe it's different because I remember doing 3 or 4 different outfits.
Yeah.
But maybe they're just trying to save some time now. Yeah. Or maybe you just look so good.
Yes.
I looked good.
I looked great.
One and done. One take.
It was literally 2 photos. They're like, yeah, you're good. Oh, do a smirk. And they kept showing me the photo and I can't smirk. Like I have an RBF and also my jawline just doesn't work. So it always looks like I smelled bad. It looks like I smelled something bad if I do the smirk. And they're just showing me this one photo where I've got a smirk and I'm like, I look upset. Like I look like Florence Pugh when she frowns. It's just got that one line where I'm like, and I'm like, you want to show me a different pic? And they're like, no. I'm like, okay.
Do you know the date this is supposed to come out? Did you say that?
We do not have a release date.
Because I'd like to put a countdown on the website.
Yeah. You guys are such haters. We 1,000% are. And then when it comes out and you're on the cover.
Yeah, yes. Of course.
Chris said I'm not on the cover.
The front or the back? Which cover? Both of them.
Is the back considered the
cover? Is there a back cover?
The Bird Show. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.